USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden signed the debt ceiling bill into law on Saturday afternoon. In a Friday evening televised speech, Biden called it good news for America. He also praised House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for his efforts in reaching the bipartisan agreement that passed through Congress. The sweeping measure raises the federal debt limit ahead of the June 5th deadline and keeps the USA from defaulting on its debt. Former President Trump says he's, quote, at least as innocent as his vice president after Mike Pence was cleared of all charges related to classified documents at his home. The Justice Department said Friday it wouldn't bring charges against the former vice president, and Trump wrote on Truth Social that he should be fully exonerated on what he called a hoax. Federal agents raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last year after his refusal to turn classified documents over. Officials in India are calling off a search and rescue effort after one of the worst rail disasters in the country's history. Nearly 300 people were killed and hundreds more injured when two passenger trains derailed, trapping victims under wrecked rail cars and mangled coaches in eastern India. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is clarifying the U.S. position when it comes to China throwing its weight around in the Indo-Pacific region.
To be clear, we do not seek conflict or confrontation, but we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
Speaking at a major Asian security conference in Singapore, Austin said the U.S. would prefer dialogue over conflict. Another state takes action on gender-affirming care for minors.
Texas becomes the 19th state to do so after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law Friday. It takes effect in September, banning health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors and from performing surgeries that help with gender transition. There are exceptions for those already in the process or who have been through mental health counseling. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Federal regulators warn Venmo and PayPal users not to store cash in the app. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's director said in a statement that payment apps have been increasingly used as substitutes for traditional bank, but they don't have the same protections to make sure that cash is safe. The home of the Kentucky Derby is suspending operations after the deaths of a dozen horses in the past month. Officials at Churchill Downs announced the move on Friday, saying they will re-examine safety measures. The remaining races scheduled for the spring meet will be moved to another track in Kentucky. Next week's Belmont Stakes will wrap up the Triple Crown races for the year. Not everyone can be a crocodile hunter.
The man jumped over two barriers that separate park guests from the alligator exhibit. He even mocked the people who asked him to get out for his safety.
I gotta get back out. I'm not the wild Gary.
The theme park said its security and animal care teams responded immediately. Thankfully, no people or animals were injured during the incident. I'm Corey Myers.
Heading to the movies, it's a strong debut for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the animated film making more than $50 million in theaters on Friday. It's expected to top $110 million for the weekend and win the box office crown. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.